I've only been hearing music from Cambodia for 20 years, but is it so exciting to meet someone who has been playing music for many years and then his generations have been playing? Tell me about your family history and how long you've been playing yourself.
They said all my family, all musicians, and especially play in the Royal Palace. And I knew music since 11 years old. I got a work at the Royal Palace by the princess, the mother of Sihanouk, brought him go to the Royal Palace to work.
And how many generations in his family have been playing?
Seventh generation is playing musician.
When he started, did he start on the runiet?
Khim chai runiet mà. Chai runiet hai bàn khim chai gong, chai phu, chai sko.
He said he know the runiet first, but because of his grandfather, the one taught the student, that's why he hear all this music every day.
And did he start playing classical music more, or did he play folk music, or both?
The classical first.
And what age did he go into the Royal Palace to play?
18 years old. Now he's 65 years old.
He looks much younger. And for how long did he play in the palace?
Only 8 years he played in the Royal Palace. After that, they changed another regime.
Yeah. What sort of occasions did he have to play music for during those 8 years?
Especially for the king, has celebration about ceremony for the king, you know, and he play. But he play music for the dancing too in the Royal Palace.
I heard that during the time of Pol Pot, many musicians were stopped playing. What was his experience during those times?
He's the experience. The work is the only do the farm, cannot do anything.
That must have been very hard for a musician. I heard a story last time I hear where a man who loved music, he would sneak out of the camp and he would find a piece of tree and bend it with a string just so that he could hear some sounds of music. During that time, were many songs lost, or did you remember the songs that you played in your
young? He lost a lot. Because that his memory not concentrated about music, just hungry, you know. But now he start to review memory back, but he start to record 200 of the Maori style and the classical style at 100, but he still lost more a lot. Still 200 more that he need to review more that he known before.
Today, are people writing new songs in new styles?
He said the people that copy from the original and not write their own song yet.
They're the special songs, aren't they? Yeah. What would be the song that for him is the most special song that he would play?
And the song that he loved to play, most loved to play, that song that he played
that
for
just
you,
recorded,
and another song that Vija Jet, another song that he loved to play.
Can he tell me the story behind that song that we just recorded?
This song that he played for you means that this is the loving song that the woman falls in love with a man, you know, and she saw her emotional from her hand, so excited.
Tell me a little bit about the different instruments. Which is the lead instrument?
No mok pan pet no mok ke chue ka mien mien tam bot na
bot
tha ka bot sapeh
ku especially for the Khmer, he said when they has the during the worship they use the drum sam he said sam
pan chi tu te khrai pi nang roniet ai chen mok
ke man after not worship the art they usually use the roniet to lead music all the time
in more classical things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about in folk music?
Play Khmer away. Tro no mok
away. Yeah. And the folk is the tro.
In many cultures that I visit now, some people are finding it difficult because the old traditions and the new traditions are clashing.
Ta man tan tumrong ke na tumrong ni.
Ba pa
ma na le ភ្លេងខ្មែរភ្លេងត្រោខ្សែ3តម្រងវាមានត្រោខ្សែ3មានជា3ដង
ព្រោ
ះគេធ្លាប់ធ្វើយ៉ាងពីដើម
Because he said he just talk to you just explain about you different Cambodian style you know has many different but like when people would like to add the Khmer would like add the classical to play it's like the people they interesting but no argument at all they just interesting to want to hear
you know?
Like
great. Yeah.
Bring the Khmer instrument with the modern style modern, music, just play. There's like people they love, they want to listen.
Like
they said another music that before have, but got lost from the during the war, you know. Mm. But now they brought it back, to put it back, you know. Like they, he said, like put all the modern style to in the Maori style, you know. Add the Khmer instrument and with the Western style go in.
ឧ
បករណ៍សកលឧបករណ៍សកលយើងបំរើខ្លឹមសារបុរាណ
But he said like the western music just add Cambodia classical in mean still the classical style for Cambodia
Well I just like to say thank you so much for taking time this morning to come and help us and I know my wife and I are so excited that you're still carrying on the traditions of your music because we love to hear it.
គាត់ថាគាត់ហើយនឹងប្រពន្ធគាត់សប្បាយចិត្តដែលអ៊ំនៅតែរក្សាទំនៀមទម្លាប់ភ្លេងខ្មែរនៅតែនេះទៀត
And I pray that God will allow you to pass on your knowledge to many many people that another generation will come on.
គាត់អធិដ្ឋានឲ្យអ៊ំ
ស
ូមឲ្យព្រះអង្គជួយអ៊ំឲ្យអ៊ំនឹងបង្រៀនកូនសិស្សពីមួយជំនាន់ទៅមួយជំនាន់មានការខ្លាំងទៅខ្លាំងទៅទៀត
Another 7 generations.
I'm not going to
go on.
But he said he thanks you to you too.
Yeah, thank you.